How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That was some geeky stuff from the Baseball Tonight podcast talking about something I agree with. Garrett Crochet is going to be awesome and has great stuff. The rest of it seemed a little superfluously geeky.
Man, you usually only complain when you're wrong, so I'm kind of surprised or when it's something you disagree with, so I'm impressed.
No, that was alt.geek.nerd.everything and whatever dork podcast wrapped into one.
Why do you hate the Vorpers and the Warers and the EPAers and the PFFers?
I don't hate them.
I
feel like you need to pick your spots with those. Like, if you're going to use one of those, that's your out pitch. So pick your best one.
Okay.
Your war, your vorp, your bappa, your this, whatever.
What the hell is bappa?
I don't know. What's the one about balls put in play or something? Yeah, bappip.
That sounds like bap-ip. A Korean dish.
I just feel like pick one. Don't use all of them. Yeah, it's like a food thing. You pay the too much on the plate. Let it speak for itself. Put one out there. And also, in this case, I don't even know that it's necessary. I think we all know that Garrett Crochet has arguably one of, and Dan, you can feel free to jump in if you have a number that proves this wrong, but his stuff is arguably top three in baseball. If you're going to ask questions, it's not Kenny pitch. It's not Kenny, does he have the stuff? It's can he pitch over the long haul? Can he do it regularly as an ace in high leverage situations and all that? I don't know that I need numbers to tell me that. I think old school scouts could tell me that, could watch him and like write a couple notes down and be like, this guy's really freaking good. You might want to draft him, sign him, get a new deal with him, whatever.
Yeah, like I'm good if I don't have to, hear about spin rate ever again. And trust me, we will. Oh, what's his spin rate, Ted? Do you know Garrett Crochet's spin rate on his pitches?
Don't care. Did he strike him out?
Don't care.
Did he strike him out?
Thank you. This is a results-oriented business. I can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking my head up a bull's ass, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it, right?
Great line.
All you want is the T-bone. Do you need to know where it comes from? In fact, sometimes
great
you don't want to know where it comes from, right? Like bacon. You ever seen bacon where it comes from?
No. We're not doing that. This isn't the
greatest
jungle
food
right
ever
here.
Invented.
Absolutely. Greatest food ever invented. Bacon? You don't want to see where...
Don't even.
Oh, yeah.
The bacon's great on everything.
Let me ask you this. Ted, have you ever tried bacon on, like, dessert?
Yeah.
Like on pie, ice cream?
No.
Donut, bacon, maple donuts.
So it's great on everything, see?
Oh,
everything.
Yeah, it is.
So there you go. 100%. I got to try it on that.
Actually, though. Across my Instagram feed last night was somebody showing me you can make bacon cinnamon twists, where you take these Pillsbury dough twists and wrap it around bacon and then put it in the air fryer or something.
350 for 12, 15 minutes.
Stay focused, gentlemen. Stay focused.
Sorry. Anyway, back to the Red Sox. The Red Sox, Ted, are going to be awesome, or they may fail to live up to expectations. If they're awesome, why will it be? What is the greatest strength in your mind of the 2025 Boston Red Sox before they've played a single game?
Man, I think it's the lineup. I think it's got to be, right?
Oh, okay. Feels, two. Thank you. Welcome to my street, Ted.
Feels like it's got to be, but the pitching on his face, you go, it's hard to argue. I mean, Bueller has been lights out. Crochet has been lights out. I don't know. You know, Tanner Houck is a damn good pitcher, but now there's questions on 4 and 5, right? There's a lot of guys that are maybe injured. The bullpen's a little. We're wondering where the bullpen's going to be. Do we feel good about our closer? I mean, the start of spring training, we're Liam Hendricks, Slayton, and Aroldis Chapman. And a lot of us were like, Aroldis Chapman, man, that dude's way past his prime. He might be the starting closer. That makes me a little bit nervous. So I don't know when and Cora gave the kind of starting five of the lineup of about a week ago. I was like, I'm pretty good with that. I like that 1 through 5 in our starting lineup. So I would say right now I feel more comfortable with our hitting than I do our
pitching. That 1 through 5. I think it's so nicely balanced.
I just think it's funny that it's good. Like, don't get me wrong,
it's very good.
Yeah. But we're talking about a 1 to 5. How many hit? We are. 9 hit.
Correct.
Yes. Like, you got to get nine deep.
All right. Is there
Bill
a chance?
Miller won a batting title from the 9 hole.
Yeah, he did, and he hit some pretty awesome grand slams.
So really
some
great
significant
teams
singles.
Go 9 deep.
Well, okay, right. And so this goes back to Rafaela. Like, are we sleeping on the fact we've spent so much time talking about the Bregman effect? Can Casas hit 40? Which of the rookies is coming up? Can Duran make another MVP push? Could be sleeping on maybe the next best overall player in the Red Sox that could play Gold Glove caliber defense in center field and be a weapon at the plate and on the bases.
Well, and that's where I think the bottom part of the lineup can put you over the top or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Whether it's Rafaela, if they're going to give Christian Campbell the second base job, he has the potential to
do
special things.
They're pushing for it.
But clearly they're pushing for it. And Sean McAdam seems to think it's kind of a bag job, that he's going to get the job and have every opportunity to lose it somewhere along the line.
Full bag job or just like they're leaning into it?
No, I think this is a full bag job. Feels like a full bag job to me. Much like Gerard Mayo getting the head coaching job, this feels like a bag job to me. But I think that's where the bottom of the lineup can lift the top, because if you get anything out of the bottom, the top's, I mean, I think we all think the top is going to be good.
Yes, the top's going to be very good.
I mean, there's questions there too. I mean, do you want me to push back on the top?
No, okay. I really don't.
Okay.
You didn't give me a third option like defense, did you? Interior defense.
Anything you want. If you think defense,
I mean,
is
at the
great,
end of the day, I think the most improved is going to be our defense. I think our infield, we have more combinations of infielders that you can play than ever. I mean, Bregman is a big upgrade from Rafi, and you know, and I like Trevor back at the short.
Yep.
Second base, pick your choice. I think if it's Christian Campbell, I think he's going to be excellent. You see him flashing the glove the other day. And I think our outfield is pretty stout. So I just feel like from a defensive standpoint, at the end of the day, when you talk about defense, hitting, or pitching, our defense ultimately is going to be, I think, what we major in. That's going to be our biggest strength, I think.
And that's good. If you're, well, first of all, it'd be great if all of these end up being strengths, and that's how you end up being a top five team and winning the AL pennant, going to the World Series, whatever. Now I could ask you the flip side of that, and you touched on some of the little issues in there, but what is your biggest concern or question about this team as we get under a week here till opening day?
You know, why do I not settle? I don't feel good about the catching situation. Connor Wong, not the best at the plate, but you know, when it comes to his defense, not very good. A lot of guys steal on him. You know, he's not a lethal hitter. So I just worry about our catching situation.
Not a big Navarro guy.
Navarez. It's a harder name to pronounce.
I don't think so.
Navaez is his name.
You could just be a not big Navarro guy.
Dude. I knew. Okay, well, how is it?
That's okay. This is officially now an issue if none of us know the backup catcher's
Navaez.
Name.
No, and I want to go back to last Friday when we talked to Ian Brown, whose job is to know all this. And remember, he kind of cautiously worked his way through that name. He wasn't totally familiar with it.
I said Navarez, and he said Navaez.
Yes.
Navaez, yes.
Yes.
I'm worried about, I don't know, catching. I don't know.
That's your biggest concern?
Well, that's as far as the positions, right? I mean
the whole team. If you said, like, something is going to be a disaster, a black hole, like just a negative hanging over
this team.
It
has to be the bullpen.
Yeah, me too. It's the closer.
Sorry, closer, bullpen.
It's the closer, and yep. I think it's 100%.
Like, we did a poll today. People were voting for Raffy's buy-in as a potential issue for this team and a concern. I think that may be a little concern. Maybe they deal with it behind the scenes. I don't know. Don't care. If you don't have a closer, you don't deal with that behind the scenes. You deal with that at like 9:30 at night in front of 35,000 fans under bright lights with, I don't know, Aaron Judge at the plate going, that's your closer? You think you're going to beat us with him? And he hits one a country mile onto the pike, and you lose, and everybody talks about it for like 3 days. Mm-hmm. If your closer sucks, your team sucks. I think that's very simple.
Let's go back to the 2000. So let's go back to some times when the Red Sox had a shutdown, lockdown closer. 2004, Keith Foulke, who stunk in the spring, was aces, nails all year. Should have been World Series MVP. Let's go back a year before that. 2003, they didn't have one.
Yeah.
And guess what? Kind of bit them in the ass.
Yes, it always does. I think that, I'd say it again, if you have a crappy closer, you have a crappy team.
But is it fair to say that just because the closers aren't stepping up right now doesn't mean we won't have an excellent closer by the end of the season?
No. I told you in the three-point stance, by the end of the season, you'll have some guy that's not on this team who's going to be really good and be your closer, right, Dan Ball?
That's right. That happened in 2013. Koji Uehara wasn't the opening day closer. I think it was actually Andrew Bailey, but he was in a damn good one by the end of it.
Absolutely.
Who was the sort of closer in 2003? Scott Williamson? Scott Hansen?
No, Williamson rings a bell.
Yeah.
Came from the Reds?
Yeah. He was actually very good.
Is
but
that true?
Yeah. Remember they had a good Timlin and Embry? Such a good bullpen.
No, I think this bullpen can be good if they get a closer. But that's the biggest if. That's like saying the Patriots offensive line can be good if they get a left tackle. Mm-hmm. It's the most important part of said good line to fill that hole. And they don't have it right now. I was always dubious. The whole idea coming in with Liam Hendricks, he's going to be the guy.
And went and pitched in a couple of years.
Yeah, it's like that's a lot of... What do they say? Hope isn't a plan? That felt like hope was the plan. We hope he's ready to be the closer. But
then they
brought in Aroldis Chapman, too.
Yeah. You know what he does a lot of? Two things.
Gets hurt?
No, not just that. He gets a lot of strikeouts, which is good for a closer. You know what he also does? Walks a lot of people. Bad for a closer. Anything but a walk if you're a relief pitcher, right?
I'm told the stat nerds don't care about walks as much. So that's
Dan Ball, speak for your people.
The stat nerds can tidy that up real good, put it in a box, and mail it into the sun because
stat
walks are a problem.
Really don't care about walks? Is that a thing?
Maybe closers they do. Probably closers they do. It's a different...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's probably stat.
Dan Ball, represent your people.
No.
From the nerds?
Yes.
I only know it from the hitting side, and I learned from Moneyball that you just got to get on base.
Oh, you know,
that's why Kevin Youkilis was a pro.
Yeah, there's a new stat called WAC. Walks are complete crap. No, it's not.
Nerd alert. Alert.
Walks are the death of you. That's the worst
thing
your bullpen can do.
I mean, in general, it's the worst thing a pitcher can do. But also, in the end of the game, in the ninth inning, with a one-run lead or a two-run lead, you're going to walk
closer's
a guy.
Walking. That always makes me nervous. Okay, awful. We're walking, guys. Okay.
I mean, it makes for entertaining, like, edge-of-your-seat moments, I guess, at the end of a game. But, yeah, I'm with you. I'm not as worried about the catcher. To me, it's all about the closer. If this team gets a closer, I think you might see Andy go all-in sock sniffer, homer, pom-poms, Red Sox visor all summer long, riding that wave to the postseason. But they're going to have to fill that closer role because right now that's the biggest hole on the team. It's not Raffy Devers and his buy-in fans that voted for that.
Definitely not.
That was almost 30% of the votes, Ted. 30%.
think that Devers' buy-in is the biggest concern.
It hasn't been a story since the first 2 days we talked about it.
No.
Because so it hasn't impacted the mood or just the overall kind of disposition of the team this entire spring training.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to bring something back that Arcand and I used to do in the old iteration, pillar power rankings for your New England Patriots. We'll remind you what it is, and we'll each share our thoughts with you as we break down the power structure and level of success that you can expect from your 2025 New England Patriots. But first, Dan Ball, I hope you're ready. Hope you got all those stats ready for a tremendous trending.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.